Famed naturalist John Muir once wrote that, quote, going to the woods is going home. So many people feel that connection to wilderness, but disabilities can make people feel locked out of it. In the second part of a three-part series about diverse hikers, KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports on the importance of making hiking accessible for everyone.
At 22, Carly Verbecki has been to Europe twice. But until just a few minutes ago, she had never been on a hike. Now, for the first time, her wheelchair is rolling past tall pines and through the smell of wet earth on a flat, paved trail. She says the chair isn't even rated to go outside.
Apparently, people with disabilities just stay in their house all the time. That's what we do.
Verbecki, who was born with cerebral palsy, is in a dispersed pack of wheelchairs gliding toward the Mugione Rim outside of Payson. Friends, family, and aides are walking alongside, and so are a few people with intellectual and other disabilities. It took them about 3 hours on a shuttle to get here, but Verbecki can feel how important it is.
If we're not able to get out here and see it and just reset from the everyday life, then we're going to go crazy at some point.
There are programs to get people with disabilities into nature in just about every state.
And people just don't know about it.
Lauren Worthington, talking from Papago Park in Phoenix, is with Ability 360, the disability advocacy group that sponsored the Mugione Rim hike, along with a group called Daring Adventures and other partners. These trips are cheap for participants, only $15, including transportation and access to fancy equipment. Worthington says the idea is to give people a taste of the outdoors, because once you love it,
you'll find a way to just start getting out there more often.
The 54-year-old has been a paraplegic for more than 30 years after a baseball accident left his legs paralyzed and his hands partially so. He had loved sports, but put that on the back burner after the accident.
I didn't know I was missing it. And then the first time I got on this bike, it's all I wanted to do.
He's in kind of a lounging position, propelling himself forward by pushing on pedals with his hands, a battery assisting him up the hills. Since buying his hand bike a few years ago, Worthington says he's on it every chance he can get, often with his wife and dogs right alongside. With a disability, it's easy to stay indoors, Worthington says. But if you can get people outdoors just one time,
there's like this recall in their brain of what they used to do, or of the one time they went with their high school or something like that. And they realize that they just spent 4 hours without their phone or without the internet, and it was okay.
This is super cool.
At the Mugione Rim, the hiking group has rolled and walked their way to an overlook. As she stares up at the misty sky and down at the dark green forest hundreds of feet below, Carly Verbecki doesn't stop smiling.
I would like to do this kind of thing every single day, if I could.
For her, this is a beginning. For Ralph Sweden, it's more of a return. With a sweatshirt that says Navy and a handlebar mustache, the 74-year-old says he was always outdoorsy until muscular dystrophy took over his body.
Well, I thought my life was over.
He thought his life was over.
I really did.
But after a few years of depression, he discovered these hikes. And water skiing, and kayaking, and fishing, the kinds of things offered by Ability 360 and other groups.
All these activities, they mean so much to me.
Sweden feels his life has opened up. Donna Powers feels that way too. She also feels a cold breeze that cuts through her, but says being here, close to nature, is part of being a complete person.
Refreshing, like renewing.
The 53-year-old has been paralyzed from the neck down for 3 decades and has lived a pretty full life. But this is only her second time hiking.
My heart and soul are unlimited right now.
All from going less than 2 miles down a trail.
And smelling and getting wet and being cold and then being warm. And then seeing it is such a beautiful view.
And it's right in front of her, not in a book or on a screen. Finally. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News.